on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. I promised you pigs in space. Well, almost pigs in space. Two pigs sent up high, 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 attached to a balloon. Can we deliver what we promise? Let's talk to Andrew Garrett. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
This is Pinky and Perky, the pigs. Is this right?
That's correct. They're actually little toy pigs. They're not real life pigs.
Oh, we spoiled the whole thing. Okay, now just explain this. This is the National Ham Fest. Right, the Ham Fest, nothing to do with pigs. The National Ham Fest, which is taking place at the moment at Newark Showground. It's on today and tomorrow. You are from the South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society, which is based in Grantham. So you're there at the moment, are you?
Yes, we are. We were due to fly today, but with the weather conditions, we couldn't fly because we'd ended up landing in the North Sea, just in the wash. So we're actually flying them tomorrow, but we've had them all here and everyone's come and visited them.
The pigs will fly tomorrow. Just explain why you are attaching Pinky and Perky the pigs to this, balloon. It's a high-altitude balloon. Just explain what you're doing.
Yes, what we've got is it's a meteorological balloon, a sort of weather balloon, which we're filling with helium, and then suspended beneath that as a parachute. And then there's two radio trackers. They're polystyrene boxes with some radio transmitters inside, one of which is transmitting images back, and the other one is just transmitting the position, the telemetry data, the position and the altitude. The idea is that radio amateurs all around the country can tune into the frequencies and receive the transmissions, receive the images. So we send it up into the stratosphere, at which point the balloon will burst, and then the pigs will then fall back to Earth under a parachute and land gently somewhere. At the moment, going to be slightly north of Grantham, so it should be quite interesting.
So two pigs coming down on a parachute together?
Well, it's a polystyrene box with a tracker in it.
Okay, well, the pig's in a box coming down by parachute somewhere north of Grantham. That's the plan, and that's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, so what they are is they're actually dog toys, two pigs with little headsets on to look like radio amateurs. And one of them is actually outside the box. He's on a probe outside the box with the camera facing him. So we should get some pictures of him actually up in the stratosphere looking down on the Earth. So
we like anything that's outside the box we like on this programme. And now, when you say stratosphere, is that, and I know people debate this, is that the edge of space?
It's what they call near space. It's not actually space, because space is 100 kilometres up. The official line, and we're going about 31 kilometres up, so we're not quite into space, but you wouldn't be able to breathe up there.
But you will get on the images, if all this works, you will certainly see the curvature of the Earth, and you'll see the pig standing on the box on the curvature of the Earth.
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
that would look amazing.
If it all works, yes.
If it works, well, I know you've been working hard on this, but this is one thing you're doing for the at the Hamfest, which is at Newark Showground. I mean, at the festival, there's all sorts of stuff going on, isn't there?
Yes, there's a big. It's one of the national shows for radio amateurs. So there's all the main dealers with all the latest equipment, and a sort of car boot sale with everybody selling surplus equipment. And there's displays and radio transmitters, people here with radio stations, and they're talking all over the world at the moment using the radio amateur technique. So if you're interested in radio, it's certainly the place to come to.
And you've got, obviously representing South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society, based in Grantham. And is your club quite a busy club?
It's quite a young club. For most clubs, it's quite a small membership at the moment, but we're quite active, and we're actually busy trying to get new members. And we've had quite a lot of interest today with people coming along to see the pig in the box and talk about how it's all working. So we've had quite a bit of interest. So we're doing quite a few events over the year. We're doing later in October. We're working with the Scouts doing the Jamboree on the air. So we're certainly busy.
And just back to the pigs. What sort of clearance do you have to get when you do something like this? I mean, especially in an area like this, if you want to send up that weather balloon, high altitude balloon, how can you do that?
Well, what you have to do is you have to seek permission from the Civil Aviation Authority. So you tell them where you're launching from and what size the balloon is, and then they come back and they say whether you can and you can't. And they came back yesterday and said, you can fly it, but you can't fly it if it goes anywhere near Cranwell or Waddington or Scampton. And unfortunately today it would have flown over Cranwell. So that was one of the reasons that we couldn't fly. The other reason was, like I said, the predicted path, because of the winds, would have took it to the sea. Because there's the meteorological office issue information about where the winds are for various levels in the atmosphere, so you know if you launch it and you know where, how high, how fast it's going to go up, you're going to know roughly where it's going to go, so you can predict the path. So we couldn't do it today, but tomorrow it's a better day. It's very going to be very calm tomorrow, so it's going to literally go straight up and come straight down, and at the moment land somewhere north of Grantham. So
I like that.
Very easy to go and find it. So
yeah, I like that. It's exciting. Pinky and Perky, lovely. Thank you very much, Andrew. Have a good time at the Hamfest, and I hope that launch goes well with the pigs tomorrow. Hope that's okay.
Yes, yes. If you check out, if you search for Pinky and Perky or so, Stephen, we should be posting pictures on there, and there's a website where the live pictures are actually going on. So if you search, it's habhub.com, habhub.org, habhub.org, and you'll find the links there to go and see the pictures.
So if you see a parachute coming down tomorrow, it could be that one.
Yes.
And they say pigs can't fly.
We're launching about 12, so it'll go up. It'll take about an hour and a half to get to the maximum atmosphere, and then it'll fall back within 40 minutes or so. So be any time in the afternoon. So, yeah, you might see it coming down.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew. It is BBC Radio Lincolnshire, nearly 3:20 on 94.9 FM.